Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is episode 80, and today, a very special treat. You can listen to a story narrated by its author, The Dream, by Matej Plajc.
Matthew appeared to be standing on a mountain, in a tent seemingly dug with a purpose. The first thing he had a chance to get a look at was a beautiful mountain range. An array of magnificent white mountain peaks reaching for the sky and mingling with the clouds across the white azure sky. A feeling of tranquility and admiration overwhelmed Matthew as he was witnessing the beauty of nature at its finest. Then he thought about turning around and exploring the place a little bit. And what a sight he had in front of him. Golden coins all over the dent, among which lay shiny golden bricks and quite a few brilliant, sparkling gemstones. Matthew's eyes were wide open, as well as his mouth, as he stood in awe. An ordinary man from a middle-class family, he had never seen so much fortune his entire life. Then he slowly returned to reality and some understandably rational questions started crossing his mind. "Is there a way out of here?" was the first that came to his mind. The amazed look on his face soon started changing its shape into a worried one, and the thought that followed was, "I am all alone in a place no one could find or approach without an aircraft, or would ever think of exploring for that matter. Am I going to die here?" All of a sudden, Matthew grew pale in color, as he felt like a cursed dead man guarding the treasure he would never be able to enjoy and make use of. Now already fairly anxious and visibly nervous, scratching the back of his head, he started exploring the dent in more detail, and he was relieved when he noticed some stairs carved in stone at the back, leading to a higher level. As he was climbing up the stairs, the hope of finding a way out improving his mood, he was not so enthusiastic to find some more treasure on the second floor of the construction. Suddenly, his face froze in terror when he saw a skeleton lying at the back of the treasure pile, surrounded with gems and gold. The sight had a mirror effect on Matthew. He instantly pictured himself lying beside a skeleton, probably the previous owner of the treasure. However, a spark of hope glistened inside of him as he noticed the tunnel covered in rocks. He might have found a way to leave this place a rich man. He ran towards it and started removing the smaller rocks, but pretty soon he realized that there were too many big rocks which he had no chance of moving by himself, though he tried many times with no success. His hopes crumbled, he sat on the treasure and sighed like a miner after a hard day's work, drowning his head in his hands. He was beginning to make peace with his destiny, which was to be lying next to the skeleton just a few meters away from him. But then, as he was slowly looking up, he saw the sun starting to set behind the misty mountains. Colors were blending into one another, as if a painter was slowly drawing his brush across the horizon, creating an unseen masterpiece. Northern lights and rainbows couldn't compare to this. Matthew was awestruck all over again. His eyes wide open, the color of his irises grew so intense that they almost emitted light. A smile formed on his previously hopeless face, and he was transformed at once. He surged to his feet, took a good long look across the increasingly beautiful mountain range, and then he started running as fast as he could. When he reached the ledge, he jumped off the cliff into the distance as far as he could, with his arms spread wide. The feeling of liberation that he felt at that moment was marvelous, even magical. Now, just as he started falling, he rose up in the air and flew with the wind, among those magnificent mountain peaks. He transcended this form of existence. He became a mountain in his own right.
You've been listening to a story written by Matej Plejc called The Dream. And that concludes this episode of Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. And until next time, take care.